I want to talk for a second about games. James Karst wrote a brilliant book about the infinite game. Most games in an economy, and the word economy comes from the Latin for scarcity, most games in an economy are finite games. A game of soccer is finite. It lasts a certain amount of time, and someone wins and someone loses. The game of market share is finite. Someone has most of the market, someone doesn't. We are really familiar with finite games. An infinite game is a game we don't play to end. It's not a game we play to win. It's a game we play to play. So if you're playing catch with your four-year-old, I'm hoping it's an infinite game, not a game you are trying to win by throwing the ball hard enough to get the other person to quit. That when we engage in a relationship with an organization or a person or a friend or a customer, that relationship ought to be seen as an infinite game, a game with no time limit, a game where we throw the ball so the other person can not only catch it, but feel encouraged enough to throw it back. So the act of leaping is inherently an infinite one. So when Philippe Petit broke the law, risked his life, and walked on a high rope, high wire, between the two World Trade Center towers, he didn't do it to win. He didn't do it so that would be the end of the game. He did it to put the ball in the air so someone else could catch it and throw it back. And sometimes we call this paying it forward. That word's a little tricky for me because it involves paying. I think that what's going on here is a game. And it's a game in which we pay the network. There I am talking about pay again. It's a game in which we contribute to the network, where we feed the network, hoping that the network, the people we change, will play along and throw the ball back. And then the game gets to keep being played.